The Tyrannosaur stood near the front of the Land Cruiser, its chest moving as it breathed, the forelimbs making clawing movements in the air.
Lex!
Tim whispered. Then he heard her groan. She was lying somewhere on the floor, under the front seat. Then the huge head came down, entirely blocking the shattered windshield. The Tyrannosaur banged again on the front hood of the Land Cruiser. Tim grabbed the seat as the car rocked on its wheels. The Tyrannosaur banged down twice more, denting the metal. Then it moved around the side of the car. The big raised tail blocked his view out of all the side windows. At the back, the animal snorted a deep, rumbling growl that blended with the thunder. It sank its jaws into the spare tire mounted on the back of the Land Cruiser, and in a single headshake, tore it away. The rear of the car lifted into the air for a moment, then it thumped down with a muddy splash.
Tim!
Dr. Grant said. Tim! Are you there? Tim grabbed the radio.
We're okay, he said.
There was a shrill metallic scrape as claws raked the roof of the car. Tim's heart was pounding in his chest. He couldn't see anything out of the windows on the right side except pebbled, leathery flesh. The Tyrannosaur was leaning against the car, which rocked back and forth with each breath, the springs and metal creaking loudly. Lex groaned again. Tim put down the radio and started to crawl over into the front seat. The Tyrannosaur roared, and the metal roof dented downward. Tim felt a sharp pain in his head and tumbled to the floor onto the transmission hump. He found himself lying alongside Lex, and he was shocked to see that the whole side of her head was covered in blood. She looked unconscious. There was another jolting impact, and pieces of glass fell all around him. Tim felt rain. He looked up and saw that the front windshield had broken out. There was just a jagged rim of glass, and beyond, the big head of the dinosaur, looking down at him. Tim felt a sudden chill, and then the head rushed forward toward him, the jaws open. There was the squeal of metal against teeth, and he felt the hot, stinking breath of the animal and a thick tongue stuck into the car through the windshield opening. The tongue slapped wetly around inside the car. He felt the hot lather of dinosaur saliva, and the Tyrannosaur roared, a deafening sound inside the car. The head pulled away abruptly. Tim scrambled up, avoiding the dent in the roof. There was still room to sit on the front seat by the passenger door. The Tyrannosaur stood in the rain near the front fender. It seemed confused by what had happened to it. Blood dripped freely from its jaws. The Tyrannosaur looked at Tim, cocking its head to stare with one big eye. The head moved close to the car, sideways, and peered in. Blood spattered on the dented hood of the Land Cruiser, mixing with the rain.
It can't get to me, Tim thought. It's too big.
Then the head pulled away, and in the glare of lightning he saw the hind leg lift up, and the world tilted crazily as the Land Cruiser slammed over on its side, the windows splatting in the mud. He saw Lex fall helplessly against the side window, and he fell down beside her, banging his head.
Tim felt dizzy.
Then the Tyrannosaur's jaws clamped onto the window frame, and the whole Land Cruiser was lifted up into the air and shaken.
Timmy!
Lex shrieked, so near to his ear that it hurt. She was suddenly awake, and he grabbed her as the Tyrannosaur crashed the car down again. Tim felt a stabbing pain in his side, and his sister fell on top of him. The car went up again, tilting crazily. Lex shouted,
Timmy!
And he saw the door give way beneath her, and she fell out of the car into the mud. But Tim couldn't answer, because in the next instant, everything swung crazily. He saw the trunks of the palm trees sliding downward past him, moving sideways through the air. He glimpsed the ground, very far below. The hot roar of the Tyrannosaur, the blazing eye, the tops of the palm trees. And then, with a metallic scraping shriek, the car fell from the Tyrannosaur's jaws, a sickening fall. And Tim's stomach heaved in the moment before the world became totally black and silent. In the other car, Malcolm gasped,
Jesus, what happened to the car?
Grant blinked his eyes as the lightning faded. The other car was gone. Grant couldn't believe it. He peered forward, trying to see through the rain-streaked windshield. The dinosaur's body was so large, it was probably just blocking. No. In another flash of lightning, he saw clearly the car was gone.
What happened?
Malcolm said. I don't know.
Faintly over the rain, Grant heard the sound of the little girl screaming.